旅游英语
English for Tourism
由上海交通大学电子音像出版社录制出版。
Chapter 1 Types of Tourism
旅游类型
1. Warm up Look at the pictures. Listen to the statements and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases in the box.
1. Thailand is one of the world's major tourist destinations, with nearly 10 million overseas visitors in 2009. Its attractions include the natural beauty of rainforests, islands, and beaches, as well as the cultural heritage and way of life of the Thai people.
2. Urban tourism is one of the special travel patterns. Alongside the change in tourist demands and the rapid development of the tourism industry, it has had a great effect on the economy, society, environment, and sustainable development of cities.
3. The term ecotourism was coined by Hector Celebes Lescurain in 1983 and was initially used to describe nature-based travel to relatively undisturbed areas with an emphasis on education. The concept has, however, developed into a scientifically based approach to the planning, management, and development of sustainable tourism products and activities.
4. This one-week Australian travel itinerary for New South Wales allows tourists to see Tamworth, Armidale, the Waterfall Way, and great beaches, and enjoy Hunter Valley tours to wineries.
5. In the travel industry, the term Free Independent Traveller, abbreviated FIT, is used to refer to a single traveller or a small group, up to 9, in contrast to large, organised groups.
2. A group travel reservation. A travel agent of Summer Travel Service is answering a call from a client who asks about traveling to Bangkok for his group. Read and listen to the conversation and do the following exercises.
Good morning, Summer Travel Service. Li Wen speaking. How can I help you?
I'd like to know if you offer any travel programs to Bangkok.
We do have such programs.
I'm with an office supplies company in Shanghai. We'd like to book a group tour to Bangkok.
We'd be glad to help you. May I have the name of the group, sir?
Johnson Office Supplies Company Limited.
For how many people?
About 25.
What kind of tour do you have in mind?
I think it should be some kind of incentive travel. In fact, we are planning a tour for our most hard-working staff.
Well, sir, may I suggest to you our 4-day, 3-night package tour to Bangkok?
Very good. What do you charge for it?
You are a group tour, and the minimum price for such a tour is 2,880 RMB per person.
Well, I see. What does the package include?
It includes a round-trip economy class ticket between Shanghai and Bangkok on Dragonair, 3 nights hotel accommodation, and daily hotel breakfast. When are you going to travel, sir?
From Friday, April the 18th to Monday, April the 21st.
Okay. A flight to Bangkok will depart from Shanghai Pudong Airport at 7:30 a.m., arriving in Bangkok at 2:30 p.m.
Well, does the flight fare include breakfast?
Yes, you will have a complimentary breakfast because it is an early departure. Do you need a tour guide?
That would be better. But the guide must be able to speak English.
No problem, sir.
Would you please send me a fax with the details?
Yes, sir. You have booked a 4-day, 3-night group tour for 25 people to Bangkok, arriving on Friday, April the 18th, and leaving on Monday, April the 21st. May I have your fax number?
That's 021-4468-2235.
021-4468-2235. Okay, you'll soon receive our travel leaflet.
Thank you for your help.
Thanks for calling. Goodbye, sir.
5. More types of tourism. Various other types of tourism around the world are discussed in this article. Read it and do the exercises that follow.
Pilgrimage tourism. A tour taken up by people for pilgrimage to certain identified sacred places. Pilgrimages created a variety of tourist opportunities in the medieval period and even in modern tourism. They stand as an important stream of tourism. Health tourism. Even though health tourism existed long before, it gained importance during the 18th century. This tourism is associated with spas, places with health-giving mineral waters, treating diseases. As a number of doctors have highlighted the benefits of bathing in seawater, even sea bathing has become a part of health tourism. Winter tourism. Winter sports contribute to winter tourism. Many water sports holiday packages are available at places in many countries apart from ski and snow festival tours organized annually. Skiing is extremely popular in mountainous areas. Ski festivals have a variety of events like ski and sled competitions, ski and snowboard lessons, performances, and recreational activities. The majority of participants are from countries with a warm climate. Mass tourism. Mass travel is possible with improvements in technology, allowing the transport of large numbers of people in a short period of time to places of leisure interest. Through this, greater numbers of people enjoy the benefits of leisure time. With the increase in the speed of railways, better sea travel options, and the increase in the number of improved air travel services, mass travel has grown and developed internationally. Niche tourism. Niche tourism is special interest tourism. Physical activity or sports-oriented niche tourism includes adventure tourism, such as mountaineering and hiking, backpacker tourism, sport travel for golf and scuba diving, or seeing a sports event, and extreme tourism for people interested in risky activities. There are many types of niche tourism. They include learning-oriented niche tourism includes audio tourism and audio walking tours. Bookstore tourism involves travelers visiting independent bookstores. Creative tourism includes attending cultural festivals, events, and workshops. Educational tourism is to attend classes and learn certain faculties. Ancestry tourism is to visit and learn about birthplaces. Hobby tourism is to gather more information about hobbies. This involves garden tours, amateur radio expeditions, or square dance cruises. Music and dance tourism involves focusing on cultural and arts activities with more emphasis on music and dance. Heritage tourism involves visiting places to learn about the heritage and culture of those places. Lifestyle-oriented niche tourism includes gay tourism, gourmet tourism, wine tourism, medical tourism, inclusive tourism or accessible tourism for people with disabilities, and mystical tourism involving meditation, yoga, and rituals. Other miscellaneous types of niche tourism include dark tourism, includes travel to sites associated with death and suffering, such as the scene of the Hindenburg airship disaster, or to the sites of disasters, disaster tourism. Free independent tourism involves a sector of the market in which tourists select their own accommodation and transport rather than use the established tourism booking system. Pop culture tourism is tourism by those who visit a particular location after reading about it or seeing it used as a location in a film. Perpetual tourism involves those individuals who are always on vacation, some of whom avoid being resident in any country for tax purposes. Sacred travel or metaphysical tourism is a form of New Age travel where believers travel to and perform rituals at religious sites. Shopping tourism promotes shopping festivals such as the Dubai Shopping Festival. Space tourism is traveling in outer space on spaceships. Visiting family and relatives, VFR tourism, is traveling to visit people related by close family ties. It combines vacation-type activities. Distinct form ancestry tourism involves genealogical research. Armchair tourism and virtual tourism do not require traveling physically, but involve exploring the world through the internet, books, or TV.
7. Quest tour.
Listen to a passage about a new type of travel. Choose the right answer to each question.
I suppose everybody knows that there are different types of traveling, but the world constantly undergoes a process of change, so new types of tours appear. Today, I would like to tell you about a very interesting type of travel, quest tour. It is a brand new travel technique. A quest tour is an adventure that contains a scenario of play, a so-called quest. Truly speaking, it is a new kind of active tourism, but the sport plays a logical role. There are two types of quest tour. One is the regular quest tour. A lot of travelers, sometimes unknown to each other, participate in the tour. They are constantly changing and becoming better. The other is the individual quest tour. It is developed in accordance with the preferences and wishes of a traveler. A person can make his or her own scenario and choose a location. As a rule, participants in a quest tour have to move a lot, think a lot, make various decisions, find answers to questions and puzzles, dive underwater, climb mountains, and even struggle. Thus, it provokes extremely strong feelings. Participants find themselves in a very unusual atmosphere. Moreover, these games take place in various foreign countries. Organizers try to use popular places and attractions so that participants can play and simultaneously get acquainted with the culture of this or that country. The main aim of a quest tour can be the following: looking for treasure, detective investigation, how to survive on an island, business creation, and so on. The purpose of any quest tour is to make life interesting. A great number of people who hate simply lying on the beach and getting a tan adore having fun and adventures. We want to set people's talents free and show them other sides of their personalities. Every minute of a quest tour is full of intrigue and risk. Quest is almost like real life. What's more, we are looking for special places not known to the public. Would you like to join us?